Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, everybody. Guess what? It's Amber and Lacey. Lacey and Amber from the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. Welcome to this week's Unbelievable Stories. So this is, you know, where we check in with each other, but we also tell you some shit you ain't never going to believe. Right, Lacey?
That's right. Now listen.
Right off, you know, you done stepped into it when it starts with, now listen.
I was supposed to be man right next to Amber. But I went to catch my flight yesterday. I made sure that I took some things to relax myself. I drank some vodka and my vodka cranberry, you know, and I never do a double, did a double because guys, I like to
Lacey
fly.
Cannot have a drink. She can't have two drinks.
I'm not a drinker, but when I fly, I need to be relaxed, almost comatose. I want to be not, I wish they, listen, if there's a company out there that will put you under and then you're on the flight and then they wake, I would do it. Yeah. And they would be like, it's $1,000 to do that. I'm going to ask all my friends to go fund me so that I can fly every time. I know that sounds crazy, but I would literally be put out. Under.
Okay, so here's what Lacey's like when she's on a flight. She is yelling.
Don't say yelling.
Oh, don't say yelling? Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know what to call it. She's grabbing the person next to her. She's having a terrible time. Now, if you ever see Lacey in public, don't touch her. She could kill you. If you see her on a plane, pick her up like a baby and cradle her in your arms.
Sad. Isn't that weird? The man next to me, if I saw him on the street, I would punch him in the nose if he tried to, to give me a hug. But once you're sitting next to me on the flight, you're my husband.
Nothing can be done about
the
that.
Now we need to rewind. So the flight before this, I was sitting next to a gentleman and I started to cry. And he said, oh, you're afraid to fly? And I said, yes. He said, you remind me of my daughter. She's your age. And I was like, oh, well, thank you. Man, we were probably the same age, but whatever. we're the same age. And then the turbulence was really, really bad. And I, you know, and I always ask stupid questions like, I go, oh my God, is it always like this? And he goes, not usually.
Yep.
Which made it worse. Mm-hmm. At the end of that flight, we were in a tight, tight embrace. People probably thought we were a couple. And then when it was over and we landed and it was like an awkward let go, like, oh, I'm bye. And I said, in some countries, we're probably engaged, if not married. And he said, thank you. I'll tell my wife. Found a man on the plane. So yes, I don't fly well. Well, this flight that was yesterday, I was sitting down. And, oh, I had my earbuds in. I'm drugged, guys. I'm not really here. And I hear the pilot, flight's starting a little late. The pilot is using the restroom. And I was like, why did they make that announcement? That's weird. And I'm laughing.
That sounds great.
And I was like, that's too much information. I put my headphones back in. And then I see a bunch of people stand up and walk away from the flight. So I go, what's going on? And he said, I'm going to use the restroom now. And I'm like, what's going on? And then I thought, oh, the bathrooms are broken. And that's why the pilot is going to use the restroom. And now we won't be able to use the restroom on a flight. And I don't care about that. And he said, no, the turbulence is so bad. The pilot is not going to let anyone stand up or get out of their seats during the flight. And I said, oh, okay. And I grabbed my luggage and I walked past and I left. And he probably was like, this lady just left the flight. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
Can't.
Well, that is not
about that
at
life.
All what Lacey is getting ready to do.
Is it a rodeo? Not on a bucking bronco. I just want to get from point A to point B alive. I can't. Because Amber's been with me. When the plane goes like this, boop, boop, I cry. Just
she cries.
Normal. A normal bump and I'm done. So bad turbulence, so bad that you can't get out of your seat.
No way. She wouldn't have survived.
No.
Or she'd be in jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you could panic yourself to death.
Oh, you certainly can panic.
Is that really possible for real? I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Oh, God, I'm panicking.
It's all heart attack. And so when people are, I've had this conversation when they're like, why are they pulling on the door to get out? Don't they know? Listen, I'm there. All I want to do is open up that door when I'm it makes no sense. But when you're sitting there at the time, you're like, I got to get out of here. Why would you open it when I'm on my couch watching it happen? Why would you open up that door? Sit down. The door's not built. But when I'm on the plane, I'm like, everybody who's with me, let's pull the door off. I'm the worst.
I feel like if you've ever taken a lot of drugs, you completely understand pulling the door off. I'd like to think I have the presence of mind not to do it. Mm-hmm. But I've certainly been on an amount of drugs that would make it normal to rip the door off of an airplane while you're mid-flight. For sure, man. Yep. Definitely get that. I get it.
No, I the worst. I can't handle it.
Speaking of airplanes, where's Diddy? Where is he?
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Guys, recently the FBI raided Diddy's homes because he is suspected of sex trafficking and many other terrible things. But rumors are flying. The rumors, including but are not limited to, this man left America to go to a country he cannot be extradited from because he's so guilty. And he left behind his children.
Let's talk about this, though.
Okay.
Everybody knows now, I'm not leaving behind my child, but I'm gone. If, and guys, I'm not going to commit a crime. I'm just a beautiful Black woman out here in the world who could be found guilty of something that I didn't do. What? That doesn't happen? Happens all the time. So if they're like, Lacey, we saw you at Walmart rob the store. That wasn't me. I'm in a jet. I'm in a private jet. I'm not even going through the trial and I'm gone.
Yeah.
I don't want to do any jail time. I'm terrified of prison. And Amber, what? Well, I can't tell people my disguise, but I'm
Don't tell them.
I have the disguise, guys. I'm ready to be a different person. You'll never recognize me.
I do think that if you were facing serious jail time, like I certainly do not have faith in the American justice system.
Absolutely.
Not one drop, not one tiny little drop. Our jails are trash. That's its own thing. And our judicial system is also trash. If you're Black, it's beyond trash. So yeah, no. The second someone is like, well, you were the last person he saw alive, I'm out. I'm out of here.
I'm a white woman named Sarah, and I'm going to be in Argentina. You're never going to find me.
You are never going to find mine.
This face is going to be the opposite of this. I get my nose done. Y'all, you're not going to recognize me.
Yeah.
Then on my deathbed, I'm going to tell my story.
Yeah. I'm going to be writing a book the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, the whole time I'm going to be writing a book.
This is all just a rumor. Also, what my friend told me last night is that his private jet, that first of all, he's in Miami. He didn't go anywhere.
Oh.
Second of all, his private jet landed in
Antigua.
Not Antigua, the country next to it. Which does extradite.
Motigua. I know my geography, folks.
It's not Lestigua. It's Motigua.
I love Motigua.
You know what? Antigua, not enough Tigua. And I've been saying that since jump. Now, Motigua.
Motigua. You ain't gonna find him. Not that people know where it is, so they ain't gonna find him. I'm gonna go to
Motigua. I got this much Tigua, and I'm gonna leave. I don't think so. I need Mo.
Okay. Anyway.
And this is why.
You're off the subject.
We should not. I am off the subject.
You said his jet went somewhere.
His jet went to whatever country's next.
Why did his jet go there? Was it like to fake them out?
I doubt it. I'm sure they were just someone had to go somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And they used the jet.
But he's
near
in
the
Miami.
Same time.
Did you see him, Amber?
Yeah. I was there yesterday and he was like, Amber, a lot of rumors are flying around. And I was like, you're terrifying.
Okay. Did you hear what they found in the house?
What?
He's got underground secret tunnels. Now that
Father,
I saw several things. And they were like,
don't say that.
Yeah.
I mean, he
now
can't
again,
be great.
When I get my big mansion, am I going to have an underground secret tunnel to escape when the police come to get me? Absolutely. When they do the raid. Guys, I'm ready for any scenario. Police raid. You're not finding me. You're not getting me. I'm under underground tunnel and I'm going to Motigua. You're not catching me. You're not catching me.
Guys, we got to get to Motigua.
I'm ready.
I want to go there so bad.
And speaking but of ready, Amber is not, and I'm going to bust her out right now. Amber is not, you know this about yourself. She's not emergency ready. When she first moved to New York, I go, what's your emergency plan? When because the aliens are here. Everybody knows this. They hit New York first. Everybody knows this.
Guys,
what
I'm
is
so
your
sorry
plan?
About my sister. Okay, here's my plan. When the aliens come, I'm going to give them a big fat kiss and say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be friends. And they're going to say, bleep, blorp.
So
then they're going to kill me.
Oh. Yeah, you're going to be one of them.
Yep. I'm dying first. Dying first. And that's my plan. I'm not going to be holding on, no walking dead, always looking over my shoulder. No, no. Yeah. I want to be the first to die.
You will.
No way.
Okay.
Okay, guys, we say all that to say Puffy is very guilty of terrifying things. And I wonder if he will go to jail, because a lot of people don't be going to jail who need to be going to jail. You know what I mean? A lot of people just be scamming motherfuckers and running for president. Don't give a rip. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, we'll find out. I don't know.
After these messages.
I don't think he's in Miami. I'm sorry. That's his lookalike. And I get paid to be his lookalike. It was me with a mustache.
What? Lacey! I knew Puffy looked extra beautiful.
It was me. And my lashes done and everything. I'm sorry.
Do you have individual lashes?
I do.
Or are they
That's
strips?
Neither here nor there. Yes, it was 5 hours.
It looks so beautiful.
Thank you. I can't help it.
I feel like you could.
That's our unbelievable stories. Please start the GoFundMe for Lacey Lamar so that I can fly comfortably.
She really needs it, guys. Or if you're a anesthesiologist and you're also planning a trip.
Wants to drive me, I will take. If you want to drive me from Omaha to New York, New York to Omaha every time I need to go, I will take that.
She will.
Fine with that. I love a good road trip.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for tuning in to Ember and Lacey's Unbelievable Stories. This week's Unbelievable Stories were unbelievable. But you know what is believable? Our Instagram tags and shit. Lacey is at LaceyLamar1. I am at Amber Ruffin. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I really should have that down by now. Also, we love you and subscribe.
Yeah.
Is that
and we will be recording this tomorrow from Antigua and Motigua. Bye.
Bye.
Motigua. I'm going there.
Y'all, I never had enough tea.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.